Choose my PCC. Candidates for the Kent Police Force area. Police and Crime Commissioner, PCC, elections are taking place on the 2nd of May in England and Wales. Find out who your local candidates are and how to vote. Contents about Police and Crime Commissioners. Graham David Collie, Liberal Democrats. Lenny Rolls, Labour and Cooperative Party. Matthew Richard Scott, the Conservative Party candidate. Statement by the Police Area Returning Officer for Kent. About Police and Crime Commissioners. On the 2nd of May, you will be able to vote for your Police and Crime Commissioner, PCC. The role of the PCC is to be the voice of the people and to hold the police to account. Police and Crime Commissioners are elected to hold your police force to account for delivering the kind of policing you want to see. PCCs are responsible for the totality of policing in their force area and aim to cut crime and deliver an effective and efficient police service. PCCs bring a public voice to policing, and they do this by engaging with the public and victims of crime to help set police and crime plans. Ensuring the police force budget is spent where it matters most, and appointing the chief constable, holding them to account for delivery of their objectives, and if necessary, dismissing them. The PCC does not run the police force. Chief constables continue to be responsible for the day-to-day operations of the police, but they are accountable to the public via the PCC. In some police force areas, PCCs are also responsible for fire and rescue services and are known as Police, Fire and Crime Commissioners, PFCCs. Furthermore, in some areas, neither a PCC nor PFCC is elected. Instead, there will be an election for a mayor who will hold the PCC, PFCC, or equivalent powers. 37 PCCs will be elected across England and Wales, of which 4 will be PFCCs. PFCCs are found in Cumbria, Essex, Staffordshire, and Northamptonshire. Work with others. PCCs also work with your council and other organisations to promote and enable joined-up working on community safety and criminal justice. As directly elected individuals, they provide opportunities for greater collaboration and effective scrutiny of public services. In doing so, PCCs also have regard to national cross-border threats and ensure there is an effective policing response. Represent the entire community. PCCs are required to swear an oath of impartiality when they are elected to office. The oath is designed so they can publicly set out their commitment to serve all of the people in their police force area, act with integrity and diligence, give a voice to the public, act with transparency so that they may be effectively held to account, and not interfere with the operational independence of police officers. Find your candidate. This booklet contains information on the candidates standing for election in the Kent Police Force area. You can also order a copy of this booklet in the following formats: large print, braille, and audio. To place your order, visit www.choosemypcc.org.uk or call 0300 131 1323. About your vote. You need to be registered to be able to vote. If you are not registered, visit www.gov.uk/register-2-vote or contact your local council. If you are registered and eligible to vote, you can either vote in person at a polling station, by post, or by proxy, allowing someone you trust to vote on your behalf. PCCs are elected using the first-past-the-post voting system, where the candidate with the most votes wins. Voters will vote by choosing a single candidate on the ballot paper. This is the same system as the UK parliamentary elections. For more information about your vote, visit https://www.electoralcommission.org.uk/voting-and-elections. Graham David Colley, Liberal Democrats. Election Statement. Caring for our community. Caring for our police. Caring for each other. About Graham. President of the Liberal Democrat Lawyers. Studied law, Aberystwyth, and European law, College of Europe. Has an MBA, City University Business School, and a research degree in banking reform, University of Kent. Worked in the city and as a legal aid lawyer in Lambeth, Westminster, and Chatham. Former Kent County Councillor and co-chair of the Kent Fire and Public Protection Committee. Previously lived in Maidstone and Lenham. Now lives in Rochester with a 15-year-old cat, Crackers. Graham stands for neighbourhood policing, from the ground up, not the top down. Looking for radical solutions, tackling the root of problems faced by our police. Seeking efficiency, but caring for the police force who serve us. Graham and Liberal Democrats believe crime and police must be based on the evidence of what works to prevent and solve crime. Strengthening neighbourhood policing as a local policing presence gives people confidence that their safety is being cared for. Antisocial behaviour has to be eradicated. More preventative work is required, particularly through joined-up working with other public services. Too many victims of crime have a negative experience in the system. Too many criminals are not required to confront their behaviour. More action required to tackle violence against women and girls. Too few prisoners receive effective pre-release support. Reoffending rates remain unacceptably high. A new preventative, health-based approach is required to tackle drug and alcohol misuse. Stop and search remains a source of deep mistrust between the police and the public and requires reform. Kent Police have a large budget, The PCC must be vigilant to ensure that it is well spent. Bureaucratic waste means fewer frontline services. Prepared by election agent Lynn Ibeji, 155 Stirler Road, Chatham, ME4 5QH. Contact details. Website https://southeastlibdems.org.uk/pcc-elections-2024/graham-colley-4-kent. Facebook https://www.facebook.com/graham4kent PCC. Lenny Rolls, Labour and Cooperative Party. Election Statement. I am standing as the Labour and Cooperative candidate for Police and Crime Commissioner to bring safer streets to Kent and Medway. We need a change from 8 years and over £90 million of cuts imposed on Kent Police by the Conservatives. Talking to residents around Kent and Medway, they feel crime is ignored, not investigated, not prevented, responses slow, and justice for victims even slower. I hear their frustration. We need a change to keep our communities safe. As your PCC, I will fight for vital funding to tackle crime and invest in policing. Develop a police plan in partnership with residents that delivers on your priorities. Prevent and reduce crime and antisocial behaviour. Tackle domestic abuse and violence against women and girls. Tackle retail crime. Improve road policing. Tackle rural and coastal crime. Deliver new initiatives to prevent serious organised and knife crime. Focus on getting drugs off our streets. I am a local resident living in Kent with my wife and daughter. I want to make our communities safer for my family and yours. I have the experience and passion to deliver on my pledges and will work with you to make our streets safer. I am an experienced campaigner. I brought enforcement agencies together to fight and reduce organised crime. I am a councillor in Kent, representing residents for over 10 years. Have chaired companies delivering social change and have served as a trustee for charities. Please vote for me on the 2nd of May. A vote for me as the Labour and Cooperative candidate is the only way to deliver positive change in this election. Prepared by Shane Mockry-Cox, Agent, care of SE Labour, Unit 6, Gamma House, Laser Quay, Rochester, ME2, 4HU. Contact details. Telephone 01474 534 395. Website https://www.lennyrolls.org.uk. Twitter/X at Lenny Rolls. Facebook at Lenny #4 Kent PCC. Matthew Richard Scott, the Conservative Party candidate. Election Statement. I am standing for Police and Crime Commissioner to cut crime, support victims and build trust. I have a strong track record of delivering for Kent. Police numbers have increased, and we now have more officers than ever. As a result, crime has been falling. Burglary is down by over 40%. The number of county line drug gangs has been reduced substantially. I will use the extra officers I have recruited to bolster neighbourhood policing, make our streets safer, and bring more criminals to justice. This will include neighbourhood policing pledge. Every ward will have a named beat police officer listening to you and dealing with problems that you want fixed. Making women and girls safer. There will be a relentless focus on tackling perpetrators and bringing them to justice. Hotspot patrols. Investing in higher visibility to stop antisocial behaviour and drugs in every district. Rural Safer Streets programme. Funding to make our villages and rural businesses safer. Immediate justice. Making those who commit antisocial behaviour pay back to our neighbourhoods. More prevention. Teams dedicated to preventing crime and making retailers safer. Better technology. Using new software to improve contact between victims and the officer in charge of their case, and communication with the public. In the last 8 years, I have worked with Kent Police and the government to secure millions of pounds of extra support for policing, victim services, and community safety in Kent. The choice at this election is clear. I hope you will vote for my positive vision that will make Kent safer for everybody. You can find out more about me and my plans at www.matthewscott.org.uk. Prepared by election agent Robert Findon, Campaign HQ, Suite 2, Paddock Wood Business Centre, Commercial Road, Paddock Wood, TN12 6EN. Contact details. Website https://matthewscott.org.uk. Facebook https://www.facebook.com/Matthew in Kent. Statement by the Police Area Returning Officer for Kent. This booklet contains more information about those candidates we're provided and other information useful to voters. The information provided by a candidate is their responsibility and may not reflect the opinions of myself or my council. As Police Area Returning Officer, I am responsible for coordinating the election and announcing the result in Kent. Police and Crime Commissioner elections will be held in Kent on the 2nd of May 2024. The candidates standing in that election, alphabetically by surname, as they will appear on the ballot paper, are Colley, Graham David, Liberal Democrats, Rolls, Lenny, Labour and Cooperative Party, Scott, Matthew Richard, the Conservative Party candidate. I can be contacted at Stuart Bobby, Civic Centre, Windmill Street, Gravesend, DA12 1AU, PARO@gravesham.gov.uk, 01474 337253, https://www.gravesham.gov.uk. gravesham.gov.uk/elections. This booklet is printed on 100% recycled paper. When you have finished with this, please recycle it. This is published by the Secretary of State for the Department of Levelling Up, Housing and Communities, 2 Marsham Street, London, SW1P 4DF. This is the end of the recording.